Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we break down leadership and team dynamics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, an executive education adjunct professor, and leadership and team development workshop facilitator. Today, we're breaking down how to cultivate a cooperative team. When your team trusts each other, when they support each other, when they accommodate each other, they are cooperating with each other, and performance goes through the roof. But how do you bring a team together to cooperate and work with one another day in and day out? That's what we're going to talk about. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader. And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Have you ever been a part of a team where ideas are flowing freely, where people are stepping in to pick up slack when a team member might be having an off day, where they're looking at roadblocks as challenges and they're coming together to figure out and creatively solve problems to overcome those challenges, and they're focused on a shared goal or objective? This is the power of cooperation. This is what a cooperative team kind of looks like in action. For me, one of the leadership teams I was a part of when I worked in a distribution center was a very cooperative team. So we all had different departments that we were responsible for, but in order to operate smoothly as a collective distribution center, all of our departments needed to be pulsing and in sync with one another. So we had communication touch points at the start, at the mid, at the end of the shift to make sure that our productivity was pacing along. If one department was falling behind, then we would cross-level, we'd make decisions to cross-level staff, which means if my department was ahead of our productivity goals, which, you know, you'd think is a good thing, I may have to cross-level people from my department to another one to balance things back out. Now, this was hard for me to accept at first because I was a very competitive person. I was a very competitive leader. Competition is a good thing, but not so much when it's, you know, team to team. It has its place in the workplace, don't get me wrong, but cooperation, so that we all achieve success, we all achieve that shared goal or objective, is really a higher level concept that team leaders needed to take on. And I learned my lessons at that distribution center. We would take time to, like I said, cross-level staff. We would pulse check on performance, on how we're processing freight. We would identify lessons learned. We would even talk through different ways of saying, hey, you're upstream from me in this process. If you handled this package this way or flipped the and put the label on this, the seam side of the box, my team doesn't have to flip that box over as many times of the night. Something so small may seem trivial, but when you're processing thousands of boxes in a shift, every second, you know, counts. And that way you can push your throughput up even with just something so small. So that crosstalk back and forth between departments that occurred. That is a show of cooperation. And it really helped us, you know, come together and gel as a team and identify why we were there, what we were there to do. And by the end, as personally, I got over my competitive side and became a more cooperative leader there. It just felt better working with that group of leaders. On the flip side, when cooperation is lacking, you think about that, when people are out for themselves, when they're not supportive, when they're not willing to accommodate the what's best for the group because they're looking for a spotlight themselves, you've probably been on those teams. It doesn't feel good. Distrust starts to come up. Conflict bubbles up everywhere, and it's inefficient. So let's get into cooperation, what's behind it, and how we can cultivate it in our teams. We know that cooperation is essential. It's more than just getting along. It's more than just the surface-level niceties on a team. Cooperation is a dynamic process where team members, they're emotionally, they're cognitively, they're verbally aligned in their actions. They're thinking of each other, they're expressing that, and they're taking action to support one another towards that shared goal that they're there to execute. The research has shown that teams with strong cooperation, they experience increased willingness to exchange leadership between each other. Cooperative teams will lead each other and follow each other as the situation dictates. They have an enhanced knowledge sharing and innovation. They don't hoard information. They don't hoard their knowledge and use it as a power source. They share their knowledge so everyone has access to it so that the team can perform at their very best. And there's also, research has also found cooperative teams have stronger trust and cohesion, which leads to higher performance. This is what you want your work environment to be. Without cooperation, diverse perspectives can turn into sources of conflict rather than strengths. When you're lacking cooperation, you're not open to hearing from other people. You're not open to giving space and being vulnerable, which is a key element for trusting each other. A hyper-competitive environment is low trust. It stifles opportunities. It puts people in a position where they need to fend for themselves. And when you do that, you hold ideas back. And if you're holding ideas back and you're only concerned about your own well-being, the team suffers, the work suffers, who you serve suffers. So there is a thread of shared leadership that comes within a cooperative team. For a team to truly leverage its member strengths, that shared leadership within cooperation must be fluid. You think about people on your team who have a specific set of skills or knowledge. You want them to step up and lead and influence and communicate while the other people maybe step back and then follow. And then when the situation sways and somebody different has a different set of skills and knowledge and experience, you want them to feel comfortable stepping up and leading. And that other person and the team members then shift to a follower role. So you have this encouraging members of claiming leadership and granting leadership that are aligned with their skills and the challenge the team is facing at the time. You're ensuring that others are granting leadership to those that are equipped to step in to influence and communicate and take more of ownership and take more of that leadership role depending on what the team needs. And you're recognizing in that humility and those social cues, they play that role in reinforcing shared leadership and that sense of cooperation with each other. A cooperative climate fosters this process where leadership is claimed, it's granted, it's shared, it's admitting that you are not the best person for this specific role at this time, and you share that with your fellow team members. This allows team members to trust each other's expertise rather than resist those shifts of leadership. Creating a cooperative climate is something that is essential here for leadership team. A cooperative team environment, it doesn't just happen. It occurs and it's built through intentional action over time. You can't just flip a switch and say, today we're going to be a cooperative team. This environment is shaped through actions of yourself and your team members over time. The first thing that you can do is encourage psychological safety. Help people understand that it's okay to admit mistakes. It's okay to learn from failures. It's okay to have different viewpoints. Team members should feel safe viewing, voicing opinions, taking risks, admitting mistakes. Remove that fear of judgment, that fear of retaliation, that fear of feeling or looking inept or stupid. Encouraging people to try new things and that we're going to learn from this helps people come together and start to feel comfortable voicing their opinion, leading to cooperation. Fostering open communication. Being able to actively listen and encourage your team members to step in. Asking clarifying questions. Seeking to understand and to really know what that person is saying, what they're feeling, and their why behind it. This takes a little bit more time to do, but the richness of that communication, the impact on how it's going to make your team members feel, makes a huge difference in their willingness to cooperate with one another. Aligning goals and motives. Being able to understand when everyone's working towards the same objective, there's less room for competition, there's more space for collaboration. Hone your team and motivate them and inspire them on the goal and task or objective at hand. Align everybody towards that so there's no room for the single player, there's no room for the spotlight player, that we're a team focused on a common goal or objective, and we need everybody's input, expertise, skill set, knowledge, experience to achieve that. Together. Cooperative. Together. The impact of cooperation on performance. Again, the research has shown that teams who adopt a cooperative approach generate innovative solutions because they're integrating diverse perspectives. They're leaning on different people's experience. They're leaning on different people's perspective who see things differently to come up and create something that they couldn't have on their own with a single voice or single perspective. They're able to pull out the best of their team to come up with these creative solutions. And that's what we want. Creative, effective, efficient solutions. That's innovation. Research has also found that they strengthen trust and reduce unnecessary conflicts. Teams who cooperate have less conflict. Now, conflict can be a good thing. Don't get me wrong. When it's healthy, when it's targeted towards creation or innovation. But conflict for the sake of conflict, because you're competing with one another, that's unhealthy conflict. Teams that cooperate have trust. They ask the questions. They speak with candor. And that decreases conflict within that team. Cooperative teams also achieve higher engagement and job satisfaction, which leads to long-term increased performance. When you feel satisfied with the work that you do, you enjoy the people that you work with, then you're engaged more with the work that you're doing. You're being more proactive. You're taking more initiative because you want to see the team succeed, because you're tied to the team. That's cooperation. Studies have shown that cooperative teams are more adaptable, resilient, and they make them better equipped to navigate challenges and seize opportunities. Don't let your team get stuck on that treadmill. You've got to be running the race and staying one step ahead of competition, one step ahead of the work environment, one step ahead of everything else so that you can survive and thrive as a company. Cooperation allows you to do that. So remember, building cooperative teams, it doesn't happen overnight. It takes intentional actions, intentional effort, consistent communication, and a commitment to valuing diverse perspectives, bringing people to the table, having them feel safe at work to express their opinion, put their idea on the table so that they know that they're supported, accommodated, and trusted with the team around them. Start by fostering trust. Tap into the leverage and power of shared leadership within your team and encourage open dialogue. And when you do, over time, consistently, time and time again, you'll see your team come together and gel. Cooperate, they'll be cohesive, they'll collaborate, and they will knock it out of the park for you. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, share it with your fellow leaders so that we all have the opportunity to learn to lead so that we can be at our very best day in and day out. If you'd like to connect with me, you can follow me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. And if you want to find out more about my team and leadership development workshops, check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time you press play.